Translation and commentary by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. We will read from the very beginning of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, setting the scene. Adi Lila Chapter 1, beginning with verse 1. Actually, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita begins with 14 verses which are pointing out the Panchatattva. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his four principal associates, Lord Nityananda Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar Pandit, and Srivastava, they are described as being the one absolute truth in five features. So the first 14 verses then of the entire Chaitanya Charitamrita, those verses are describing in very clear but very succinct terms who is each one of them. And then, of course, the book goes on to describe who they are together as the Panchatattva. So these very definitive verses. Of those first 14 verses, the first six are describing Lord Chaitanya himself. So let us focus on those verses. Verse 1. Vande Gurun Isha Bhaktan Isham Isha Vatarakan Tat Prakasham Chatach Chakti Krishna Chaitanya Samyakam. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the spiritual masters, the devotees of the Lord, the Lord's incarnations, His plenary portions, His energies, and the primeval Lord Himself, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityanando Sahodito Gododaye Pushpavanto Chitro Shando Tamondo. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, who are like the sun and moon. They have arisen simultaneously on the horizon of Golda to dissipate the darkness of ignorance and thus wonderfully bestow benediction upon all. Yad Advaitam Brahmo Panishadi Tadapyasya Tanubha Ya Atmanta Yami Purusha Iti So Siyamsha Vibhava Shadashvarya Puno Ya Iha Bhagavan Sa Swayam Ayam. Na Chaitanyat Krishnaj Jagati Paratattvam Param Iha. What the Upanishads describe as the impersonal Brahman is but the effulgence of his body, and the Lord, known as the Supersoul, is but his localized plenary portion. Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself, full with six opulences. He is the absolute truth, and no other truth is greater than or equal to him. Anarpita charim chirat karnaya vatirna kalo samarpaitum unatojjvala rasam ratsvabhakti shriya haripurata sundara dyuti kadamba sandipita sada hridaya kandare spiritu va shachinandana. May the Supreme Lord, who is known as the son of Srimati Sachidevi, be transcendentally situated in the innermost chambers of your heart, resplendent with the radiance of molten gold. He has appeared in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow what no incarnation has ever offered before, the most sublime and radiant mellow of devotional service, the mellow of conjugal love. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritya Hladni Shaktir Asma Ekat Manav Api Bhuvi Pura Deha Bedam Gatam Tam Chaitanyakyam Prakatam Aduna Tadvayam Chaityam Avtam Radha Bhava Duty Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam. The loving affairs of Sri Radha and Krishna are transcendental manifestations of the Lord's internal pleasure-giving potency. Although Radha and Krishna are one in their identity, they separated themselves eternally. Now, these two transcendental identities have again united in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. I bow down to him who has manifested himself with the sentiment and complexion of Srimati Radharani, although he is Krishna himself. Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrisho Vanaya Va Swadyo Yenad Bhuta Madhuri Ma Kidrisho Va Madhya Sokyam Chasya Mad Anu Bhavata Kidrisham Veti Bhopat Tad Bhavadya Samajani Sachigarbha Sindho Harindu. Desiring to understand the glory of Radharani's love, the wonderful qualities in him that she alone relishes through her love, and the happiness she feels when she realizes the sweetness of his love, the Supreme Lord Hari, richly endowed with her emotions, appeared from the womb of Srimati Sachidevi as the moon appeared from the ocean. Nama Om Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Prasthaya Mutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pastrityanishatana. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Brahmavityananda. Sri Advaita Gadha, Sri Vasudhi Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So these verses are introducing Lord Chaitanya and the rest of the book, really, is an expansion of these verses. Of course, there are the other verses which describe Lord Nityananda and Advaita Acharya, Gadadhara and Shivas. But they're all following Lord Chaitanya. And they're all the servants of Lord Chaitanya, and all of their pastimes are following the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. And they, as personalities, are appearing in the context of Lord Chaitanya's appearance and who he is. So first point, well, there are three points, you could say. First point is, who is Lord Chaitanya? Who is he? What is his identity? Then, second point is, what is his mission? Why did he appear? What are his feelings? What are his desires? Like that. First of all, in the context of him appearing as an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, with a mission of that sort. As Lord Krishna says, yada yada hidarmasya kalaya bhavati bharata abhyutanam adharmasya tadatmanam sri jam yaham. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, such a famous verse, that he appears within this material world from time to time, whenever there's a decline in religious principles and so on like that, prominent rise of irreligion. So the Lord appears in this material world. The Lord appears in so many forms, so many incarnations, other times, of so many different types, at so many times. And this is the basic mission of the Lord when he appears within this material world. The Lord does not appear within this material world as we have, with some idea of enjoying the facilities and resources of this material world. That is not his idea at all. Not in the slightest. He does not see, he is certainly not so foolish as to see or to think that this material world is such a place that it could make him happy just in terms of material activity, sense gratification. The Lord does not think like that. We think like that. We have been thinking that, like that for a long time. But the Lord appears with his mission to help us. So whatever form the Lord appears in, that mission is there in one way or another. And Lord Krishna himself, he spoke Bhagavad Gita. This is teachings for the conditioned souls. He taught Uddhava Gita, and he gave so many instructions, actually. And in different ways, in certain ways at least, he set examples how to live. So Krishna, although of course he was also acting independently, dancing with the gopis, marrying so many wives, so unlike that, accepting worship. In many ways, Lord Krishna, even though he came with that mission, which is typically the mission of the Supreme Lord, but he also displayed his independent nature. And with his intimate pastime, so intimate associates, he performed wonderful pastimes of the nature of his pastimes in the kingdom of God. And generally we see, for example, Lord Rama, he gave different teachings to some degree for the conditioned souls. He also set an example in certain regards, showing people what is a good standard. So this is there. This is there. When the Lord appears, he does things like this. So similarly, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did like that. He established the Yuga Dharma. He appeared accepting the role of the Yuga Avatar. There are six types of avatars of the Lord. One of them is Yuga Avatar. Yuga Avatar means a particular form of the Lord who appears in a particular Yuga and teaches and may also demonstrate to some degree the specific religious activity which is recommended for the particular age. So, in Kali Yuga, the particular religious activity is the Sankirtan Yajna. Kali, Kalera Dharma, Krishna Nam Sankirtan. This is a verse from later on in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Kali Kalera Dharma. The Dharma for the Kali time, the Kali Yuga, is Krishna Nam Sankirtan. So that is the specific activity recommended for this age in Shastra. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was present, then he taught that and he practiced that. So this is an aspect of the understanding of the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. First of all, that he is Krishna himself. Second, that he is giving the Yuga Dharma. And third is that he also, along with wanting to help the conditioned souls by giving them the Sankirtan Yajna, along with that, he also has his own personal reasons for wanting to appear. There's nothing wrong with that at all. He has certain personal feelings, certain personal desires, ideas that he wants to explore. And he found that it was very appropriate to do that in his appearance as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And particularly he's exploring the nature of Srimati Radharani and the nature of her relationship with him. And like this, getting further realization and understanding and getting very wonderful experience. So these three factors, these three elements are there in these six verses that we just read. So first of all, Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is not, certainly is not, an ordinary person, and he is not even just a special ordinary person, some very outstanding ordinary person. Jiva soul. First of all, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is an incarnation of the Lord. And secondly, he is not just, you could say, some regular type of incarnation, if one could put it that way, but he is actually an incarnation of Krishna himself, directly. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, the whole science of God is discussed in great depth and great length from so many perspectives from time to time throughout this whole big book. How there are different types of avatars, as we mentioned, there are six types. So this is discussed by Lord Chaitanya himself with Sanatana Goswami, six types of avatars. They have different functions. And then there are prakash forms of the Lord, vilas forms of the Lord. Oh, it is big science, and even after reading a lot of it, one may still struggle to really understand very clearly because it's a very big subject. And the Supreme Personality of Godhead is a very big person. Even to understand a little person like ourselves is not so easy to really understand so clearly. In every detail, who can say they understand themselves completely, let alone other conditioned souls? But to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, oh, that. To understand it completely is not possible, but at least he helps us to understand him, you could say, sufficiently for us to become devotees, be devotees, and to appreciate him nicely. So Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Etechansakalapamsa Krishna Su Bhagavan Swayam. In fact, this verse is quoted. This is Srimad Bhagavatam 1.3.28. It is quoted in the next chapter. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, the author, is going into this subject. So he quotes this verse, very famous verse. It is described as being the Paribha Sutra of the whole Srimad Bhagavatam. Paribha Sutra means that particular verse, out of all the verses in some important book, that particular verse which in a nutshell describes clearly the subject matter of the whole book. And Jiva Goswami, in discussing this point in Krishna Sandhava, the fact that that verse 1.3.28 of Srimad Bhagavatam is the Paribha Sutra of the Bhagavatam, that definitive verse establishing what the book's about, Jiva Goswami says that in some cases you can have a book which may be millions of verses, but there may still be one verse which governs the book, he says. He uses that term. It governs the book as the Paribha Sutra. And of course it's talking about Vedic literatures, which are generally complex and very deep. So the point is, a particular point in that regard is that when people read these books, Srimad Bhagavatam, different Puranas, etc., then they're, because many subjects are being discussed, and if one is not so well educated in the whole subject matter, one may find some particular verse or some group of verses which are to oneself very impressive. And then one may think, this is the main subject matter of the book. But the understanding is that Whatever you read in these books, like in this case Srimad Bhagavatam, where there is a Paribhasa Sutra, whenever you read any verse, there are 18,000 or so verses in the Bhagavatam. Any verse, you want to understand it in the context of the Paribhasa Sutra, that definitive verse. So therefore there are verses in the Bhagavatam talking about and glorifying the impersonal Brahman, the localized super soul Paramatma. But we should understand those concepts in the context of how they relate to Krishna's Sru Bhagavan Swayam, that Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna's Sru Bhagavan Swayam, he is directly in person, that very Bhagavan, the original possessor of all opulences. So, Krishna Sru Bhagavan Swayam, Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Lord Chaitanya is a form of Him. Not just an expansion like that, a part of Him, a reflection of Him, a part of a part of Him. Sri Krishna, Sri Sri Radha Radha, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Giri Govardhana Ki. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, Nahe Anya. Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nahe Anya. He is none other than the combined form of Radha and Krishna. Of course, to explore that subject, how Lord Chaitanya is Radha and Krishna, and not just some whatever, just some yuga avatar, or some type of expansion, etc., etc., how Lord Chaitanya is directly Radha and Krishna. Krishna himself in the mood of Radharani, or in other words, Radha and Krishna, because the mood of Radharani is Radharani. It's not just some sort of other thing or something connected with her. So to understand that, to explore that, that's quite a big subject. We will not go into it in detail here, but one very interesting point is that, as stated in these verses here, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in order to give, and did give, actually, love for Radha and Krishna, which no other form of the Lord gave. Even Krishna himself didn't give it at all, like Lord Chaitanya gave it. Not at all. And what to speak of even other very important forms of the Lord, like we mentioned Lord Ram. Lord Ram did not give that. Of course, Lord Ram, Sita Ram, very, very wonderful. And even, you could say, very popular. Of course, one reason why Lord Ram is so popular is because people who are on the material level may be more easily able to relate with him from their perspectives than with Krishna, who is more, you could say, more transcendental, more openly transcendental, going beyond material rules and regulations and material moralities, etc. So Lord Ram did not give that. Lord Nrsingadev did not give that. Lord Varaha, Lord Varuna, these are all famous incarnations described in Srimad Bhagavatam means they are among the main forms of the Lord, but none of them gave that vrajaprema, that love that the inhabitants of Vrindavan have for Radha and Krishna. Indeed, not only did the other incarnations not give that, but they also did not give the understanding of what is Vrindavan, who are the inhabitants of Vrindavan, what are their positions, what does it all mean, what is going on in Vrindavan, the pastimes, the different rasas which are there, the emotions which are there, the loving exchanges. None of the other avatars went into these subjects really at all. And Krishna himself, of course, he spoke Bhagavad Gita, which is very important, but, and of course he carried out his pastimes, but he did not very much elaborate on these things, describe the intricacies, the different factors and elements which are there. But Lord Chaitanya did. So, of course, there's famous saying that you cannot give what you have not got. And we should, of course, be very careful about underestimating the positions of any avatars of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But still, it is a fact that Lord Ram did not give that. He didn't really allude to it. He didn't really refer to it and all the other forms. And Lord Krishna demonstrated, of course, he performed his pastimes for a few years. But then Lord Chaitanya, he gave entrance to the understandings. He spoke a lot himself directly about Radha and Krishna. And he empowered his close followers, particularly the six Goswamis, to elaborately, in detail, describe what is Vrindavan and what is, who are Radha and Krishna and what is devotional service and love to Radha and Krishna. So, Lord Chaitanya gave that understanding directly and indirectly. And through the Sankirtan Yajna, through the process of devotional service to himself, he gave the practical process for developing in Krishna consciousness so that one comes to the point of being qualified to enter that. So, like we said, there are arguments. There are statements in scripture, plus there are arguments how Lord Chaitanya is not just a form of the Lord, but he is actually Krishna himself in the mood of Radharani, or one could say a combined form of Radha and Krishna. There are arguments and a scientific understanding is there, but these are just two things we could consider in that regard. That he gave the understanding directly and indirectly, which was not given by anyone else, even by Krishna himself. And he gave the process for entering it, not just the material platform, but the Kali Yuga platform. And that is, you could say, a very specialized type of material platform. That's really, you don't get any lower than that. But still, Lord Chaitanya, this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, giving access to that topmost part of the whole realm of Krishna consciousness, what to speak of to the demigods and more like advanced spiritualists and people like that. But even Jagai and Madai and their sort of followers or people coming out of similar molds. Just see, this is very amazing. And in one sense, just in and of themselves, those points are very strong arguments for establishing that Lord Chaitanya is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, appearing. Yes, so the understanding in general is that Krishna appears once in the day of Brahma. Once in the day of Brahma. In Brahma, in the day of Brahma, there are 14 Manus who appear and then pass away, and then the next one, there are 14 Brahmas, Manus live their lifetimes. Lord Krishna, in this universe, Lord Krishna appears in every day of Lord Brahma, in the lifetime of the seventh Manu. Every time. Not just now, in this day of Brahma that we're in, but every day of Brahma it works like that. In this universe. Seventh Manu of the 14 in the day of Brahma. And then Lord Krishna appears in the Dwapara Yuga of the 28th cycle of the four yugas in the lifetime of that seventh Manu. Sahasra Yuga Paryanta Aharyad Brahmano Vidu. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna speaks this verse. He says that in a day of Brahma, there are Sahasra Yuga, 1,000 yugas, means 1,000 cycles of the four yugas. So there are 14 Manus in a day of Brahma, means 14 Manus in 1,000 cycles of the four yugas. And a little mathematics tells us 1,000 divided by 14 equals, well, not exactly, but plus or minus 72. There's also like a crossover period. There are crossover periods. There's a crossover period between each cycle of the four yugas, from the Kali Yuga into the next Satya Yuga. You don't just, you know, take rest on December the 31st, last day of Kali Yuga, and wake up January the 1st, the first day of Satya Yuga, and it's just changed in such, you know, truly incredible terms. There's a Yuga Sandhi. Srila Prabhupada talks about that in Chaitanya Charitamrita. There's a Yuga Sandhi. There's a period, a crossover period. So there's also a crossover period between each Manu. So basically it is said, you'll read, if you read sufficiently, you'll read that lifetime of a Manu plus or minus 72 cycles of the four yugas. So Krishna appears, Dwapara Yuga of the 28th cycle of the four yugas in the lifetime of the seventh Manu. And seeing the 14 Manus in the day of Brahma, Srila Prabhupada said, it is around Lord Brahma's lunchtime now. Anyway, So this is there. Krishna himself appears, actually takes the role of the Yuga avatar also for Dwapara Yuga. Otherwise, in the other thousand Dwapara Yugas, you get a darkish avatar. He is called Shama. And he is blackish blue, like Krishna. But he's Vishnu. He's Vishnu avatar. He's not Krishna himself in person. He's Vishnu avatar. But in that 28th cycle in the Dwapara Yuga of the lifetime of the cemetery, Krishna himself appears. Then what happens is that in the Kali Yuga immediately after that, Dwapara Yuga, Krishna appears again. This is standard program. This is how it works. Krishna himself appears, taking the role of the Yuga avatar for the Kali Yuga. Because in the Kali Yuga, there's also a Yuga avatar. This is described in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in both a specific sense, but also in the general sense. There's a discussion there that in the three Satya Treta Dwapara Yugas, you get these Yuga avatars, and they are very prominent personalities, and they are very sort of vivid personalities, and everyone can see that this is a form of the Supreme Lord. But in Kali Yuga, you don't get the Lord appearing like that, not in that dramatic way, doing what you might call very public, super public miracles, superhuman types of things. So the question arises, is there actually a Yuga avatar in Kali Yuga? And the answer is that yes, there is. There is a Kali Yuga avatar. And that Yuga avatar, well, that particular verse, as it appears in the Bhagavatam, as we have it, is referring to Lord Chaitanya more specifically. Krishna Varnam Tushar Krishna Sangopam Gastra Parshadam Yajyai Sankirtana Prayer Yajanti Hi Sumedhasa. There is a Yuga avatar in Kali Yuga. And how do we recognize him? Well, he has a golden form, Akrishna, not blackish. And of course there are descriptions of the colors of the Yuga avatars in numerous places in the Vedic literatures, and Kali Yuga avatars clearly described as being yellowish or golden color. And he's always Krishna Varnam, always chanting the name of Krishna, Yajyai Sankirtana Praya, always engaged in the Sankirtan Yajna, in the company of his associates, and like this. So Lord Chaitanya, in the other Kali Yugas, the other 999, there is also a yellow avatar, and he also teaches the chanting of the holy names, but he's Vishnu avatar. He's not Krishna in person. And as such, he's not really able to give Krishna, but he gives devotional service. He gives the chanting of the holy names of Lord Vishnu. But in the Kali Yuga, immediately after that Dwapara Yuga, when Lord Krishna appears, he appears again, taking the role of the Kali Yuga avatar and giving the chanting of the holy names of Krishna and access to Krishna and Vraja Bhakti, access to Vrindavan, Goloka Vrindavan, and all these things. This is Lord Chaitanya. This is Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya then, the second point was that he comes to give that Yuga Dharma. To give that Yuga Dharma. In other words, to help the people. Lord Chaitanya is known for being very merciful. And first installment of his mercy, you could say, is that he gives people devotional service in a very accessible way in this Kali Yuga. You try any other approach. You try deity worship. It was the Yuga Dharma in the Treta Yuga. Just, you could say, relatively recently in universal or cosmic terms, just not long ago, he gave that Yuga Dharma was current. So, but now you try to become Krishna conscious simply through deity worship without the chanting of the holy names. Sorry, you will not succeed. And indeed, for that matter, we see, you know, to some degree, it's a practical type of demonstration that in Vaishnavism in general, in all four sampradayas, there is a lot of attachment, even in our own Brahma Bhattva Gaudiya Sampradaya, there's a lot of attachment to deity worship. And in some places, there is very nice deity worship. But in certain cases, without the chanting of the holy names, without the Sankirtan Yajna, and we see, you know, of course, you go to some places like Tirupati and some places like that, Sri Ranga. The deity worship may be going on relatively nicely, but in many, many places, you see, everything has become deteriorated. They're struggling to maintain one small temple and maintain the deity. And why, really, at least a very important part of the example, why there has been and continues to be deterioration in the Vaishnava Sampradayas is because they're not sufficiently engaging in the Sankirtan Yajna. And even our own temples, in ISKCON for that matter, you know, where the temple deteriorates and the performance of Sankirtan, the spreading of the chanting and the distribution of Krishna consciousness through book distribution and means like that, the chanting of the holy names in public, where that deteriorates, then we see in many cases the whole situation deteriorates. It really is a very important and very fundamental point in Krishna consciousness in Kali Yuga, that without the Sankirtan Yajna, it doesn't work. I mean, at best, it doesn't work as well as it could work or would work if you really had Sankirtan Yajna strongly in place. So this is a great gift of Lord Chaitanya, to give Krishna consciousness for people in Kali Yuga. This is great mercy. So therefore, he is described as being merciful. This feature of the character of Lord Chaitanya is very, very important and very, very prominent, that he is very, very merciful. to the fallen conditioned souls, first of all, just by giving them the process in the general sense. Get out of Maya. Chant Hare Krishna and become happy. Chant Hare Krishna and... Oh, thank you. Okay. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And make your life sublime, and your life will become sublime. These little sort of sutras are actually coming from Srila Prabhupada himself. So this is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, first installment, you could say, that the people of Kali Yuga, who are otherwise ruined, just hopelessly ruined by their own desires and the environment of Kali Yuga, but they get the opportunity to become devotees, get out of Maya and make progress and ultimately reawaken their forgotten relationships with Krishna. So this is very important, Kim. The Lord Chaitanya came and gave, he practiced and taught the Sankirtan Yajna. And that is the process for Kali Yuga. That's the process. And that's it. Anything else is secondary. Not that secondary means just like it doesn't matter, but for example, deity worship is certainly very important, but the Sankirtan Yajna is the Yuga Dharma. And ultimately things stand and fall mainly on that. Yes, so Lord Chaitanya, his importance as an incarnation is there in those terms that he gave the Sankirtan Yajna, a meaningful and practical way that people can actually become Krishna conscious even in Kali Yuga. You know, in Kali Yuga, there are so many, you know, interesting features. Things in Kali Yuga. One interesting feature of Kali Yuga is you get many avatars, quote unquote. Not that you didn't get them in other yugas. We read in the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam, we read of Pondraka. He was also an avatar, quote unquote, for himself in his own mind and maybe in the minds of some of his followers. So the Kali Yuga, there's a proliferation. There's just a proliferation of bogus avatars. And I remember some years ago, maybe 10 or more, here in Durban area, one of the prominent avatars who's popular around these parts, his followers suddenly started doing a little bit, not a lot, but a little bit of Sankirtan. And then the followers came forward and said, you know, this is now proof he's the Yuga avatar, he's an avatar. Because his followers are doing Sankirtan. But what they didn't know is that the so-called avatar picked up the idea from Prabhupada and his followers. Yeah. And one time, one follower of that avatar gave me a couple of his books and said, look, you know, he's teaching the same thing as Krishna and Bhagavad Gita. Must be the same. So I just glanced a little through one or two of those books, and I found that what he was teaching was not the same as Bhagavad Gita. Of course, to recognize that, you would have to have read Bhagavad Gita. And actually, you would really have to have read Bhagavad Gita and studied it under good supervision. Otherwise, you wouldn't get it. At least, you know, it's not so easy. But I saw his teachings were quite different. They were, in fact, what you could call Kali Yuga Mayavada. Very simple impersonalism. And then so just glancing just for a matter of a few minutes. And then I came across a classic. He said that, well, I have read Srila Prabhupada saying in different places, quite a number of places, that some impersonalist, bogus people say that we're all God, but we just forgot. Now all we have to do is remember, and then, oh, okay, I'm God again. So, this is the process. And Prabhupada goes on to say that, you know, how can God be in ignorance? And he needs help to get out of ignorance. That means ignorance is greater than God. So Prabhupada discusses this, there you'll find, in numerous places. And what should I come across when I'm glancing through this book? He said, actually, we're all God, but we have just forgotten. And now we just have to remember again. I thought, wow, it's a classic. He took the words out of Prabhupada's mouth. You know, he just proved that he's bogus. So anyway, but Lord Chaitanya, he really gave the chanting of the holy names. You know, they went out. The beginning of the Sankirtan movement, at least in the very public sense of it, was the great Harinam to the place of the Chantkazi. I mean, they've been chanting together in Shridas Thakur's house, and then they had started going out a bit. But then the Kazi opposed it initially and they stopped. And Lord Chaitanya got very angry. And then that group, he organized this massive harinam. Massive. And that was really, you know, the Sankirtan movement putting down its roots. So Lord Chaitanya, he was doing Sankirtan, he was teaching Sankirtan, and involving people in Sankirtan. Big program. With Lord Chaitanya right in the center of it. Not just a few people going out here and there on Sunday mornings or something like that, around the Indian area. So that, you know, just taking on material society of Kali Yuga head to head, face to face. That's Lord Chaitanya. And then, the third point, his personal feelings, his personal reasons and desires. There's nothing wrong with the Lord appearing in order to give the Yuga Dharma for that very important purpose, but also having some individual considerations. That's natural, really. So that was described in the last of these verses, just so we get it clear. Let me just read it again. There are basically three desires, or a desire in three aspects. Desiring to understand the glory of Radharani's love. What is it she feels? What is her experience? Then, second point, the wonderful qualities in him that she alone relishes through her love. In other words, what is it that she sees in me? You know, some people. Anyway, what is it she sees in me which inspires her to have these feelings and which engenders that love in her heart? And then, third point, the happiness she feels when she realizes the sweetness of his love. So Krishna was wondering, in fact, that is, the point is specifically made later on in Chaitanya Charitamrita by Krishna himself, when Krishna 5,000 years ago returned to Goloka Vrindavan after performing his pastimes. He was considering what had happened while he was here, and he was considering that he was remembering how it was so wonderful. There I was with my devotees, such wonderful devotees, having such wonderful exchanges. They were serving me in so many ways, and I was so happy, and it was just wonderful. Krishna was considering this, and then a realization, an idea came to his mind. That, yes, I enjoyed so much happiness and joy and bliss through being served by all those wonderful devotees. However, it seems to me that they were getting more pleasure through serving me than I was getting through being served by them. That's quite a point. That's quite a point to realization to get. And so then Krishna, he really started considering this and thinking about this. And he got the idea, he understood that actually particularly some of the gopis, not only were they getting more enjoyment, but they were getting much more, in the sense of many times more. That's a lot. Many times more. 10 times. 100 times more. That's just, you know, that's vastly more. And then he considered about Srimati Radharani, that she was getting 10 million times more. That's, you know, now we're talking about something completely incredible. And then Krishna thought, I want to experience this. I have to experience this. Because he is an enjoyer. He likes to enjoy in the transcendental sense. So this is a reason for him to appear, personal consideration for the appearance of the Lord as Lord Chaitanya. So we will continue this evening, and then we will continue tomorrow, will we? Or tomorrow night we'll continue in Phoenix, and then we'll continue here on Saturday morning. And then we'll continue, I suppose, on Sunday, sometime. And then we'll continue. Okay, I think we'll just finish here. Is that okay? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki
jai.
Sri Gopamima Mahotsava ki
jai.
Sri Prabhupada ki
jai.
Hare Krishna.